Like other researchers, Hunt found many government files pertaining to recruited Nazis missing or otherwise unavailable. Despite government claims that Paperclip was ended in 1947, according to Hunt, this project was the biggest, longest-running operation involving Nazis in our country's history. The project continued non-stop until 1973, decades longer than was previously thought. And remnants of it are still in operation today, she wrote. By the 1990s, when details of Paperclip finally reached the public's ears, the infusion of Nazis into America's military-industrial complex was complete. In 1952, newly elected President Dwight D. Eisenhower was persuaded to name John Foster Dulles as his Secretary of State and his brother, Allen Dulles, as the director of the CIA. The reigning Dulles brothers were the Republican replacements for their client and business partner, Democrat Averell Harriman. Occasional public posturing aside, their strategic commitments to the globalists were identical to his, stated authors Webster Griffin Tarpley and Anton Chaitkin in their well-documented 1992 unauthorized biography of George H.W. Bush. It should be noted that the Dulles brothers were both attorneys for and business partners with Averell Harriman. It should also be noted that Allen Dulles, as OSS station chief in Bern, Switzerland, sat at the nexus of U.S. intelligence as well as Soviet intelligence, such as the infamous Rote Kapelle, or Red Orchestra, spy network. It was during his stint as assistant to the U.S. ambassador that Dulles used SS Brigadeführer, or Brigadier General, Walter Schellenberg, to communicate with his immediate superior, Reichsführer Heinrich Himmler. Dulles constantly sent intelligence reports to Washington, although, as stated by Adam Labor, there are questions as to whether his motive was supplying genuine economic intelligence or merely building a complicated empire of information and disinformation that reached from Bern to Berlin and back again. Dulles moved from Bern to become OSS station chief in Berlin at the end of the war. In 1947, when the OSS was rolled into the newly created CIA, Dulles's translator was an Army intelligence officer named Henry Kissinger, who would go on to become Secretary of State under President Richard Nixon, a lifelong friend to Dulles.